three sisters, now grown women, all live in the Pacific Northwest. The eldest, Nikki, lives in the moneyed suburbs of Seattle in a million-dollar home of gleaming wood and high-end furnishings. She's in her early 40s, married with a house full of beautiful children. A quick tour through a galley of family photos in the living room touches on the good life she and her husband have made for themselves, with a successful business and a moral compass that has always kept them pointed in the right direction. It only takes the mention of a single word to take her back to the unthinkable. Mom. Every now and then, she literally shudders when she hears it, a visceral reaction to a word that scrapes at her like the talons of an eagle, cutting and slicing her skin until blood runs out. To look at her, no one would know what she's lived through and survived. And outside her immediate family, no one really does. It isn't a mask that she wears to cover the past, but an invisible badge of courage. What happened to Nikki made her stronger. It made her the incredible woman that she is today. The middle daughter, Sammy, eventually returned to live in her hometown, the same small coastal Washington town where everything happened. She's just turned 40 and teaches at a local elementary school. She has corkscrew hair and an infectious sense of humor. Humor is her armor. It always has been. Like her older sister, Sammy's own children are what any mother dreams for their little ones. Smart, adventurous, loved. When Sammy runs the shower in the morning before getting the kids ready for school and heading off to the classroom, she doesn't pause a single beat for the water to warm. She jumps right in, letting the icy water stab at her body. Like Nikki, Sammy's tied to the things in the past, things she can't shake, things she can't forget. The youngest, like her older sisters, is a beauty. Tori is barely in her 30s, blonde, irreverent, and brilliant. Her home is farther away in central Oregon, but she's very connected to her sisters. Adversity and courage have forged a strong, impenetrable bond between them. This young woman has made an amazing life for herself, developing social media for a major player in the hospitality industry. Her posts for work and for her personal life never fail to bring a smile or even a laugh out loud. She did it on her own, of course, but says she couldn't have managed it without her sisters. Whenever she's in the cleaning supply aisle of the local grocery store and her eyes land on the row of bleach, she turns away, nearly a wince. She can't look at it. She certainly can't smell it. Like her sisters, it's the little things.